Hi, and welcome to the latest video of the $5 million project. This one's a little bit different. We're actually live. Now, we're not actually streaming live, but we are live in terms of time. So we're no longer looking historically back at what we've done. This video picks up from where the last video finished off and is really just a summary of what we've been doing over the last couple of weeks. So for me, this is a little bit different because I'm busy focusing on Roy AI and getting the product up to speed, and don't have dedicated time to do the video. So I really had to force myself to take a step back and go, okay, what have we done? What have we achieved? Write down the notes and sit here and actually film this. So it's a good accountability thing for me, if nothing else. But we have started receiving some really positive feedback to the series. We've got people who are very interested, both from the recruitment space and from the tech space, interested in what we're doing, interested in how we're doing it. Perhaps the thing of most significance to me that's come out of this that we really weren't expecting is we've had a couple of people reach out to us that are genuine technology investors, either in the recruitment space or outside of that, who've said, hey, we like what you're doing. We can see the potential from what you're doing. As and when you're at a position when you're looking for investment, can you get in contact with us, because we'd love to talk to you. As I say, we're not looking for investment, we're not at that position, but it was really gratifying and I guess sort of confirmation that we've got a good idea, that people are interested in talking to us from that perspective. So one of our core go-to-market strategies was to participate in awards. We want to showcase our product, and we've got absolutely nothing to hide, thus the video series. We want to put it out there and say, this is our product, this is what we're doing. We believe it's really, really good. We're not worried about people sort of copying and replicating what we're doing, because there's just so much time and effort that's gone into this. It would take someone an extraordinary amount of time to catch up. So awards is a really, really key strategy for us. And right at the very beginning, we said, this is the date, this is the award that we want to participate in. The challenge with COVID is that all awards, all conferences have been cancelled. So for us, it meant a bit of a reset. You know, we couldn't go and do that. Now, luckily enough, the conference organisers that we were already in touch with came back to us and said, hey, we're going to run this remotely. And I thought, yeah, that's a fantastic idea. At the time, there was quite a lot of people engaging with sort of online conferences and that side of things. So we pursued those conversations in line with what we were originally hoping to do. But a couple of things came up, and one of those was the format of the actual sort of award or the pitch itself, and the other was suddenly there was a cost equation to consider. Now for me, when you're entering an award, there's normally a nominal administration fee or something of that line, but the organisers of this event were actually looking for a sponsorship fee in order to put yourself forward for a pitch. And for me, the two didn't go hand in hand, because you were effectively paying to pitch your wares, and I think you should be there based on merit more than anything else. So I didn't particularly like that, and obviously for us that was an additional cost at a very early stage of our product that we had to really consider. But actually at that point we were still prepared to go ahead. We still thought the benefits of the publicity and being able to say, hey, we've been awarded this, would far outweigh any cost that it was involved. But then the format changed. And it was no longer a live pitch where we were pitching alongside other businesses and taking sort of live feedback from end users. It was simply recording a video. So you were talking several thousand dollars to record a video that would then be distributed to a core audience. And I don't in any way blame the organizers for going down that route. It kind of made sense for them. But for us, it just meant that the bang for buck, the sort of level of punch that we were going to get from this marketing initiative was very, very compromised. And we didn't see that it was worthwhile proceeding. So we put that one on hold. But that clearly left a big gap in our marketing strategy, because if you're not doing what you originally planned, you've got to find something else to do. Luckily, we had planned to begin outreach and to start reaching out to industry influencers, partner organizations, and some recruitment agencies to actually demo bits of our product for two reasons. One, to get some feedback, which is absolutely critical. We want to know how good or bad our product is and where it can be improved. And two, to get them excited, to get them involved, so that when they're speaking to their clients, so their recruiters, they can actually mention our product and do some of our marketing work for us. We've managed to organize quite a few of these demos to date, And the feedback's been really, really receptive. There's definitely a gap in the market. Like the people we're demoing to know what we do. They know the problem we're trying to solve, and they can clearly see how the product does solve those. But it's been really beneficial to get the feedback, because people have been saying, well, hey, that piece of functionality there, if you actually changed that and you did it this way, I think the process would improve, or the end result you could get here would be better, or have you considered this template? And we want this feedback now, because we don't want to get to a point where we go to market and we're releasing something and then people are starting to give us feedback, because that's going to be counterintuitive. If feedback's, you know, really important, we're going to have to go back to development and it's going to slow the whole thing down. We'd far rather have lots and lots of involvement, lots and lots of criticism or recommendations, figure out which of those we're going to address, and then roll them into the new product. So we're not only confident ourselves, but the market's confident that what we're producing, what we're coming live with, it meets their expectations and is going to be perfect first time around. We're still actively looking for people to be involved in these initial demonstrations. We've got a good selection, but if you're a recruitment agency owner that's really into tech and looking at automation and can see that as a solution in the future, we'd love to hear from you. If you're sort of an industry expert, a marketing consultant, or somewhere around those sort of lines, we'd also love to hear from you. So reach out. I'm more than happy to have an initial conversation. I promised we would talk about integration. Now, this is going to take a little bit of time, but I want to explain why it's important. For us, we need partners. Recruitment agencies all have databases, and their databases are absolutely core to what they do. Most recruiters are a little bit loath to start bolting on other pieces of tech unless it speaks to their core database. And clearly, we're not in a position, nor do we want to try and compete for this database part of the market, because it's very, very saturated. It's got clear dominant players, and it's just not worth the funding to go up against them. Our product is complementary. It sits alongside these databases that already exist, and it offers something new that they cannot offer already. In actual fact, if one of them were to start offering a Roy AI type product, it would put the others at a fairly significant disadvantage in their own sales strategy. So because of this, we know we need to integrate with these guys. The challenge for us is, how do we do that integration? So we've signed all the paperwork, we've secured the APIs with the core database providers, and then we started looking at, okay, how do these guys actually integrate with other products? Well, clearly this has been going on for several months now, but sort of 4 or 5 weeks ago, we really reached the key point where we had to make a critical decision in terms of, do we pursue one strategy or another? So on the screen here, what you'll see is how a typical integration looks into Bullhorn. Bullhorn's a massive recruitment database, but they use iframe. So from a user perspective, it means that they click on a tab. If it were Roy AI, they would click on the tab called Roy AI, and they would then see the iframed part of Roy AI within Bullhorn. So it's like you haven't exited the platform, and you can actually take action, you can look at data, and you can perform functions without leaving. Clearly, if you're trying to do something a bit complex, you're probably going to click and then you're going to be taken off the platform and go to Roy AI in this example. But I really like the way this integrates. It feels slick, it feels good from a user perspective. The challenge is, if you look at the screenshot that's now on your screen, this is how JobAdder typically integrates. And they take a completely different approach. So theirs is, they have a button, they might have a couple of buttons. You click those and it immediately takes you out of the database and it takes you to whatever product you are trying to utilize, in this case, Roy AI. So it's still not bad functionality, because the users they're using JobAdder from within their browser, and then they're clicking it and it's simply going to open another tab in their browser and they're just going to move across and the two are going to talk to each other. But for me, I felt it was really, really important that wherever possible, we keep the user in their core system and we appear at least as close to it as we possibly can. Also, we realize that there's not just two databases out there. There's a good half a dozen in Asia Pacific and a few more globally that are really, really important to our go-to-market strategy. So we don't want to be in a position where we're doing a sales call and we find out that company is using a different database that we haven't already integrated with. And then it's a you know, a 6-month project to build all the integrations and get things sorted to be able to give our product to that customer. So the solution we've come up with is a Chrome extension. So we are not going to iframe into Bullhorn. We are not going to use the apply button, or not the apply button, the button in Job Adder. Instead, what we're going to have is when the user's in their database on their, let's say their Chrome browser, they can click on the Chrome extension, the Roy AI Chrome extension, and it will immediately pull up the details of the candidate or job or client that you're looking at within the core database. So you'll see sort of the two mirrored. And on the screen here, you can see a screenshot from our Chrome extension, and you can see all the different pieces of functionality that exist. So there's quite a lot you can do without having to leave the Chrome extension and go to Roy AI. For example, you can see the automations that have been sent to the candidate, client, or job. You can see the activity of those specific users. You can start taking actions. For example, you can promote them to social media. You could set up an automation. You could send them an EDM. You could send a chatbot to them. So there's a lot of actions you can take from there. But once you get to a point where you need more functionality, you might click it in the Chrome extension, and it will then open the browser and load you through to Roy AI. So for us, it's a really good compromise in that there's lots of functionality, not quite within the platform they're sitting in, but it will feel to them very connected because it will sit literally in front on their window. And then if they need more, which definitely sometimes they will, they can easily segue across to the external system. So it will work definitely with the two core databases, but we're pretty confident once we sort the integration in terms of the data mapping with the other databases, it will work across most. So give us really, really good market reach and make the user experience really, really strong. So we're now in the process of development for our Chrome extension. The other thing we've been working on, I mentioned a couple of episodes ago how we were completing all our SRSs, all our documentation for the various different modules we're building. That was done. What the team are now doing is they're going through those and they're doing estimations. So how long is this going to take and how much is this going to cost? Clearly, that's a really, really important thing for us. The bit that we've been missing is, hey, when can we actually go to market with the initial product that we will have? When can we start telling people this will be ready? And we've been very, very careful not to say it'll be ready by any specific date, because it's been very vague, because we haven't had all of that information together. But we've actually got a board meeting on Friday, tomorrow, that I'm very, very excited about, because we're going to go through each of the core modules we're focusing on, and we're going to review the estimations, we're going to review both time and cost, and we're going to make key decisions in terms of, okay, we think we're going to be ready to go live on this date. This is how much more money we think we need, and this is how much more time for other things involved is going to be needed. So hopefully, by the time I record the next video, fingers crossed, I should be in a position of saying, hey, this product, Roy AI, is going to be available to come to market here. And for me, that's really, really exciting, because it means we can really get on with our sales strategy, we can finish our financial planning, and you know, it makes everything feel significantly more real. So until then, have a good couple of weeks, and look forward to coming to you with that news very, very shortly.